Welcome back to another episode of the Amazon Private Label Show podcast, hosted by the co-founders of Amazon FBAU, Michael and Ryan. Today's episode, we are going to talk about really how to master product research in a short time period. So going from someone who maybe has been in a holding pattern, just kind of hawking the world of launching their first product, how you can be confident in your decisions, like what essentially you should have in your mind, what more of a philosophy on product research that will help you no matter how you find products, no matter what tactics you take. So my guy, in terms of when you're starting product research, what have you learned and kind of what do you know now as a veteran that would have helped your early days, whether it be tactics, philosophy, kind of what keeps you grounded and not launching horrific products?
Not going on a spree. So when it comes to product research, I think as quickly as you can, what's super important is have a strict criteria, right? Because, you know, we all know what we like. You know, you can get brought in by looking at the sales revenue on some of these products, and you know, you can get shiny object syndrome where you want to go launch every single product, you know, capital dependent, but you want to launch every single product you see. But the stricter your criteria, the easier it's going to be for you to filter out both good and bad products. And I always say to everyone, instead of focusing on just finding good products and getting disheartened when you don't find good products, quote unquote, try and find as many bad products and eliminate them as quickly as possible, because the better you get at finding bad products, eliminating them quickly, the easier it's going to be for you and the quicker you're going to get to the good stuff. Because essentially all you're doing when you're doing product research is you're stress testing the product. So you're putting it through its paces and you're basically shaking it up enough to a point where, hey, is it still standing after I've shaken it? You know what I mean? So you want to basically analyze, filter through and throw everything you can at it. And if it's still standing at the end of it, then, you know, it probably deserves to be on your list. But for me, look, when it comes to product research, one of the things I've really honed in on in the last few years, which I didn't do in the beginning, is cost per click. So for me, that is a massive factor. So when you're first looking at a product, you definitely want to go through the demand, right? Is there enough demand? We like to see 50,000 searches from the top 15 keywords. Then you want to look at the reviews. Are there listings with less than 250 reviews doing $10,000 a month that are on, you know, page one for this product? That is a great sign, because it means that there's newcomers who haven't got too many reviews that are doing what we hope to emulate by getting to $10,000 or more in revenue in a 30-day period. But once you've got that down, and that really is the kind of the core of product research when it comes to looking at demand, looking at revenue, for me, then it kind of goes on to the operational side, right? Like, how much is this going to cost me to keep on page one and to advertise so that I can boost my organic rank and get all my keywords to page one? That for me is the cost per click, right? Having a cost per click of 30 cents a click versus having a cost per click of, you know, $3 a click is a huge, huge difference. And you really want to tap in on that. The lower your cost per click, the quicker you're going to be profitable in your product and the easier it's going to be for you to scale your product, because you won't be spending so much on ads. And then at the end of the day, when you get disbursements back from Amazon, you get your profit plus your revenue back, you're going to have way more money to then reinvest into, you know, the second batch, third batch. And you can go for bigger quantities, which is going to get you economies of scale, cheaper unit prices, etc. So those are definitely huge metrics. So first thing is getting your criteria down. Understand what is a good product, what isn't a bad product, and just go through and apply that to every single product that you come across. I think number two is I spent way too much time searching for products off Amazon, you know, going onto sites like Etsy and Pinterest, which is super cool. You know, I still do that from time to time. But I believe for any newcomer, the majority of the time spent doing product research should be spent on Amazon itself. You know, we'll be looking for products to sell on Amazon, so where better to look than Amazon itself? And the problem is, any other product that you find off Amazon, you have to come back to Amazon to validate it anyway. So why go off Amazon in the first place, right? Just spend your time on Amazon looking at products. I spent way too much time on, you know, eBay, Pinterest, Etsy, when I should have been spending that time on Amazon. So those are kind of the main things for me. And then the other thing I would say is make sure you understand what differentiation is and what makes good differentiation. So a lot of the times we'll be selling products that we don't have any idea of. So how can we judge what is a good differentiator and what isn't a good differentiator? We can look at reviews, right? That's a great point to start. But I take it a little step further and I like to use a site called PickFu. And on there, you can get real-time polls from actual Amazon customers. So if you know, if you're thinking about a design, you're not quite sure on how the market's going to take it, you can pitch your design against, you know, some of the direct competitors you have on Amazon and you can get real life feedback from actual Amazon customers that can dictate whether or not they, you know, they're kind of rocking with your design or not. Maybe they are, maybe they aren't, but it saves you thousands of dollars from launching a product that, you know, doesn't do well on Amazon because no one likes it. And then, you know, you're kind of thousands in the hole and you've got to start all over again. So those are the main things I would do as a newcomer, a beginner in the space when it comes to product research.
Yeah, those are really good ones. One thing I'll add is you really don't realize how important the specificity of your market is. And so one thing as a new seller, you're looking for keywords, right? You're looking for, you find products that are doing amazing revenue. You probably run a reverse ASIN on Sniper Insights or whatever tool you're using. And you see a bunch of keywords that you just, that have high search volume. So immediately, it's just so common. A new seller will attach keywords that aren't really related to their product, but show up on that reverse ASIN to their strategy when most people searching for the majority of that customer market base is not looking for your product. And so that can be a suicide in your product strategy where you're picking, you have the wrong focus, because a lot of times you have primary keywords, right? That really serve as the basis for your entire strategy. And you'll have a couple higher search volume keywords, but the majority of those keywords are going to be, you know, 1 to 10,000 per month searches. And the reason that they're not more is because they're super specific. And with specificity, you lose volume, but that customer you're showing up for, which 1,000 searches a month is enough to really move the needle if you're on page one, you will actually be converting for that customer. So you really, really got to make sure the markets you're entering have an abundance of keywords, aka customers, who are really looking for your product in their search. And nobody goes on the, I mean, people do go on Amazon looking for ideas, but in general, you want to target markets where everyone's very specific. They're not targeting a gift for niece, right? You could never build a sustainable, scalable Amazon product like that. So you need very specific markets. One other thing is just making sure you look at cost per click on Amazon. So just you will have to pay in one way or another to get initial eyeballs to your listing. You know, that's not just Amazon. That's any part of the internet or really anything. And so you got to look at the cost per click on your market and your keywords. Each of those clicks, which you're going to convert even 10% would be an insane conversion rate. You're going to have to spend some money. So if each click is $4, that's really going to spend a lot of money quickly. And so you want to enter markets that are both super specific and, you know, as a bootstrapped small business third-party seller, you can actually afford to market, play around a little bit, test data until you find those keywords, those targets, and just kind of that strategy that actually works.
100%, all great points. But look, what I will say as a beginner, look, it can be quite daunting. And, you know, when you're going into some of these markets doing this research, you might find that you're constantly coming up against brick walls. If you are, don't be disheartened. All that means is that your filter criteria that you have to go through good and bad products is very good, because not everything's getting through. All that then means is that the products that do get through are generally going to be products that are good because you stress tested them, because you have a solid criteria. And just remember, if this was super easy, everyone would be doing it and everyone would have successful products and everyone would all be millionaires. But that's not the case. So that is a good sign. It means your criteria is good and it means you're on the right path. Look, if you've just started listening to us, welcome to the Private Label Show. If you are a seasoned listener, you will know we have the Accelerator 2.0, which is our flagship program, where we teach students how to do Amazon FBA Private Label the right way. Currently taking on students for our March and April intakes. So book a call with us. Link is in the description. We do unlimited one-to-one calls for an entire year. Plus, we vet products that you send to us to make sure that they are right before you go to Amazon, saving you thousands of dollars by getting the right products down. So book a call with us. The link is in the description. And as always, we'll see you in the next episode.